You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down. Until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
We can duck and cover. There's a fallout shelter right there.
There's no way to survive this, you idiot!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
All the time.
Oh, we've got it. We've got a lot.
Got
some things for you.
Yeah. Welcome back. It's John and Gordy for this Thursday afternoon. Coming up in about a half hour, Rocker will join us with Maxing Preview. Taking your calls at 855-752-4842. I want to correct something I said during our last segment with Jim Santel. We were talking about Dominion, the voting machine thing, and it was Fox that had to pay Dominion. I had I just reversed it. Every once in a while, you make a mistake. It was like a $787 million mistake that I mentioned. But, yeah, it was Fox, of course, that had to pay Dominion because they lied about how their Dominion's voting machines were faulty.
Well, what I was going to mention is I wonder if they changed the machines at all.
Right.
And in this case, if they're calling that machine into question again, the new owner, who is right wing, can sue the government for defamation.
Hey, there's an idea.
And make some more money. Maybe this is the way to do it. I don't know.
Possibly so.
Oh,
all right. Well, we're into Idiocracy, so anything goes.
All right. Well, anything does go in Idiocracy. Jesse Ventura is out there, and everybody's waiting for what's next from Jesse. What is he going to say?
He tells it like it is.
What
you
is he
know,
say
I like
that?
Him. Yeah. He's good.
He's going to join the opposition here. Well, here's Jesse and in what he thinks at this point. It's 416. Cut 416.
Hey, I work for the county.
That's not it.
Oh, hang on a second.
Sorry about that. That's not it.
Well, here we go.
Could you look for a cut that says Jesse Ventura in it?
Oh, there's two 416s.
Oh, okay.
Oops. Oh, well, that's a poor issue, isn't
look,
it?
I'm not,
well, play the other one.
I'm not
I'll
good.
Do the one that says Ventura on it now.
I'm not big with these numbers.
Math is hard. Here we go. 416. Right. Jesse.
Okay.
I am one that thinks, let me throw this out on your show, and we'll get some headlines.
Mm-hmm.
How about since Trump dislikes Minnesota so bad and we're so out of control? Let's join Canada. Instead of Canada becoming the 51st state of America and lose their health care, like they said, they would never do that because they'd lose their health care. I'd like to see Minnesota, all of us become Canadians.
Secession.
And make this part of Canada, because it's obvious Donald Trump don't want us.
Yeah.
It's obvious that he's ready to fracture the whole country for his own folly, whatever he is doing. And
well, he's pulling federal funding, right?
Well, I think we should petition to get out of the United States and become a if they don't want us.
Right.
I'm sure Canada would be happy to take us.
Oh, yeah.
And then all those Iowans, think of what a mess it'll be when they have to cross an international border to come up here fishing.
No. You know, Jesse's got it all figured out.
He really, every angle. That is just that's something else.
He is great.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
unbelievable.
That is crazy stuff. He's really out there.
Yeah. Wisco Paul has been holding on here for like 20 minutes.
All right. Wisco Paul, what do you got,
Paul?
For us,
sorry, we've been waiting, making you wait here. What do you have?
Oh, that's okay. I don't mind waiting. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Good
afternoon.
I just had a couple of things today. First of all, Trump knows he can't lose the midterms here because he's going to be at some point held accountable for all his actions, law breaking, or whatever you want to call it. So I think anything's on the table with this man because he knows he can't lose in November. I just wanted to say a little thing about ICE. You've got ICE, Barbie Holman, and Steve Miller. Yeah. Actually, they should all be gone. None of them, like I've said before, should even be charged of a light switch in the White House.
I know.
But it's a sad situation. But I don't think they have anybody to replace them. Nobody
right.
that I can think of wants to work in the Trump administration anymore. I think Rubio's got four or five jobs already. He needs somebody to replace him.
Yeah,
you know?
I know.
if you sit here and think about this too much, yeah. it's insane.
It is insane.
I don't even know if it's beyond. Is there anything beyond insane?
Mm.
I could put it in that category.
I don't know. Surreal.
Guess,
surreal might be a way to describe it. Yeah.
Well, the one thing that's happening that's good today, and the Dems are finally showing some willpower spine.
Mm-hmm.
They're holding up the funding for ICE.
Yeah.
Which at the very, at the very least, they got to get the. They got to get the mask off these guys, for goodness sake. I mean, that's the very least, but they should cut their funding. They don't need as many ICE agents anyway. It's a waste of money, and that's proven fact. But at least get the mask off these guys.
Right.
Hey, you know what? How would you like, when they come to Madison and Milwaukee, which you'll probably do, I'd like to be pulled over by 6-7 masked men jumping out of a car with every weapon known to mankind attached to their body, and they tell you, I want to see your papers. Jesus.
The
good news is the Democrats are holding up the funding. I'm going to let you go. It's just, you guys are going to, as long as this guy's in office,
mm-hmm.
there's never going to be nothing to talk about. It's just going to one awesome day for the talk radio after another. All right. Thanks for your show. Your show, I've said this before, your show helps to get me through. At least I have somebody to talk to, which is kind of nice. And I try to do the best I can on the radio. All right, gentlemen.
You do just fine, Paul. Thank you.
Yeah, you're doing the same for us. It gives us somebody to talk to.
Keeps us going, Thank you, Paul,
for that. You might have missed the part where we talked about how much this is costing. The National Guard troops in all these cities has cost us $500 million from June through December.
Wow.
The National Guard members get $95,000 per person per year, and that amounts to about $1.1 billion for 2026. And that is according to the Congressional Budget Office.
Unbelievable.
All right, now, we were talking about this. Tom Tillis, he's a Republican, and he was asked about Kristi Noem, right? And ripped into Kristi.
Yes.
Boy, he just...
Yeah, he's not cutting her any slack at all.
That's right.
She's got to be gone.
So
that's what he said.
Yeah, and he also ripped into who else was it that he was talking about? He just couldn't. Anyway, he ripped into two people.
Yeah.
Now a reporter confronted him about what Trump said about Tillis.
Yeah.
And let's listen to how that transpired. This is again Tom Tillis, senator, and he was asked about his answers ripping into the administration, and this is the. This is the question and answer, I believe.
The president called you a loser, I believe.
I am thrilled about that. That makes me qualified to be Homeland Security Secretary and Senior Advisor to the President.
There it is. Okay. I guess the good thing is Trump called you a loser. And let's play that again.
The president called you a loser, I believe.
I am thrilled about that. That makes me qualified to be Homeland Security Secretary and Senior Advisor to the President.
Was it Rubio? Was the other one he was talking about, or Pam Bondi? I can't remember.
I can't remember either. But that's kind of fun
Tom
stuff.
Tom Tillis
is laying into him.
He's.
I do like it.
All right.
Now here we got a song. We're going to be playing a lot of local music, statewide music here with the Rocker in just a few moments. But I've got a song that Terry Barr sent us. It's a protest song by a kid. He might be 10 to 15 years old. I don't know, young kid. And this is a protest song that he calls Iceman at Your Door. So why don't we check this out? Listen.
Iceman knocking door to door, unsure who he's looking for. He says, not to worry, citizen. Looking for the miscreants. Iceman raids my neighbor's house. I say, son, I am a citizen, a resident of innocence. Iceman knocks me to the ground. He says I should have watched my mouth. Freedom of speech is expensive now, and my card's just a client. Now it's my neck.
There it is.
That's really something.
Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a catchy tune.
Just
and,
a young boy. What? Yeah. I don't think he's even 10. I think he's, you know, maybe 6, 7 years old. It seemed, I don't know.
Not hard to tell.
Not
bad.
Yeah, really good song.
He's got a lot of promise there. Yeah, that's good stuff. And thank Terry Barr for that contribution.
Right.
Let's get to this, I guess, may have been played a few times here and there, but we're going to play it anyway. This is a person who works for the county confronting ICE agents and offering to help them. And, well, you know, it didn't seem like they wanted her help. So this is cut 417.
Hi, I work for the county. If you have a specific person in mind, like, I can likely help you get that person out of here. These families are, they're scared to death. And most of them are just like, what's that? Because you guys keep coming in there and, you know, everything in the news shows you just showing up and popping people in the face and knocking down doors. Okay. So let me just say, if you have a person, let us help you. I know just about every family in here. We don't need to be spending taxpayer money like this. We do not need to be tormenting little children. I mean, I know that some of you people were at one of my houses up here knocking on the door and impersonating local police and telling him to open the door. Yes, you were. Maybe not you, sir, but some of your cohorts were. I was on the phone with the family when it happened. So don't tell me I'm lying. Now give me a name. I will go and get that for you and bring it here. And I'll save the taxpayer probably. How much are you guys spending today? I know you don't. You think these guys are on somebody's salary? Get your head out of your ass. Give me the name. I will go get the person for you right now. So that tells me you're not really interested in doing law enforcement here today. Then why aren't you targeting? You come in here and you're knocking on 5 different houses. You don't know. What house is he in? Where does he live? What did he do? What crime? Is what?
Well, this goes on.
Let me see it. I will go get him for you.
Okay.
See,
she's just trying to help.
Just trying to help.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah, and they just kind of like, we don't need your help.
They didn't have to do all
the
work.
We don't care how much
it's
costing.
Give somebody else the chance to do
a
little good for the community. Okay. Guess they really didn't have anybody in mind.
Apparently not. We'll come back with more of your calls right after this on John and Gordy.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
That's the latest from Bruce Springsteen right here on the John and Gordy Show. Nice song.
Yeah.
Great tribute.
Really good song. We're taking your calls here, 855-752-4842. Rocker will be joining us in about 10 or 12 minutes. Let's go to the phones right now, though. Dick has been waiting on the line from Madison. Good afternoon, Dick. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, guys. Great to hear from Wisco Paul. You got to do a segment every day of Jesse Ventura.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, my God. He's a rock star.
He is.
Do you remember, guys, when Republicans were supposedly the party of fiscal conservative? And you brought up those numbers.
Yeah.
And then remember when they'd have that clock and a calendar and they'd show you the deficit?
Yeah,
right.
Around election time. Remember those?
Yeah.
How come we never see that anymore?
We never see that anymore.
Good question.
No.
All that's going out
like
the window.
I'd like to see that be brought back.
Yeah.
Because These guys are spending money like drunken sailors.
That's it.
On a daily basis.
Yes, and absolutely.
No accountability for anything. And they make it sound like this is never going to end. It's, and also, there's a report out on Bloomberg News, Kiel Institute or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
The tariffs are making us about 4%.
Yeah.
Okay. 96% of it is, it's just a fallacy.
It is.
It's amazing stuff. You got to go read it. And you brought it up yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, they're just passing this back. Retailers to us,
yes,
and on it goes.
Yeah, we're paying a tremendous amount of that tariff.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Dick.
All right, Dick. Thanks, and again, congratulations for being on Tom Hartman's show.
Yeah.
Charles, what do you got for us today?
Hey. Good afternoon, guys. I got 2 points. Mm-hmm. I want to. One of them will be I'll piggyback off Dick's comment in the deficit. But my first thing is, so where's this socialist money coming from that Trump is going to use to try to bribe people to vote for him that's going into these accounts for the kids?
Sure.
Yeah.
Right. It's coming from all
Where's
of us.
Where's that money coming from?
Yeah. Well, they said donations, right? To the Trump organization
no,
or whatever.
No,
but
think,
no?
I don't think so.
No, it's our
money.
I think that's after they put the initial $1,000 in. And then
that's
my second
right.
one was, yes, have they said anything about how much the deficit has ballooned?
Not lately. I haven't seen
that. Yeah, it wasn't lately, but yeah, I think it's up to 38 point something trillion dollars.
Oh my God.
Okay.
I could be wrong on that. Gordy's going to look real quick here and see what it is. I was just looking up the doomsday clock.
Oh, yeah.
And seeing that we've got 85 seconds left to midnight. So, yeah, I'm a little nervous. That's why I've been a little agitated today.
Yeah, because there's a conservative guy that calls into the show. I haven't heard him in some days. But when Earl Ingram was on in the morning, he would call from Stoughton almost every other day. He would mention something about the deficit and how much our grandkids are going to be paying back on the deficit.
Yeah,
right?
I haven't heard that man say not one thing about the deficit since the orange blob has been back in office.
Yeah,
that's right. Good.
Yeah, I know.
Keep us distracted.
I mean, he would every morning he'd call. He would surely mention something about the deficit and how much our kids are going to be paying for the deficit that the Democrats are running up.
Well, that's right.
Yep. Charles, thanks for that call. Yeah, I haven't been able to find the actual number right now, but it's for this year. Brett is saying the deficit is up $2 trillion just this year.
Yeah.
So,
well. All right, well, let's
Oh, 39, okay, somebody else said 39 trillion dollar debt, according to
so
Steve from Milwaukee.
It's gone up since I last looked.
Oh, my God, yeah.
So why don't we get to something here? I believe
we've got a couple of minutes.
Maybe a couple of minutes. This is a Minnesota protester and how the actions of the Trump administration have changed their views. All right, let's check 428.
Okay.
I think he assumed that this would be hidden. And the fact that it's not hidden, I'm not talking about mainstream media, but independent media, such as yourselves, are doing a tremendous service on behalf of our democracy. And so I think people are just much more aware, I think, if they care to be, to avoid sort of those mainstream outlets that are merely pushing his agenda, to ignore what we're seeing. I saw a sign that said, believe your eyes, not the lies. And I thought that's exactly, you know, whether it was Renee Good's murder or Alex's murder here. The video, you know, thank God there were people out videotaping this whole thing. Those realities are not fake news. I don't know, I'm not too eloquent, but I, for many years, was involved in what led up to Project 2025. And I was a straight ticket Republican voter for 25 years of my life. And of course, I'll never vote that way again.
There you go.
That's it. All right. Coming up next, we've got the Midwest Food Report. And then, oh, I'm sorry. No, we've got news coming up next. And then Rocker is in the studio. We're going to take a break from all the politics and some of the news of the day and listen to some local and regional music from Wisconsin, around the area and around the region. Rocker in the studio with a Max Inc. preview on John and Gordy next.
This is Rock and Roll Radio.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll.
Rocker?
Rocker. It's rocker time.
It is rocker time. You know, short story here, but I grew up in Milwaukee, and there was a Racine radio station, WRKR, and they called it Rocker Radio.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you know, I founded that back in 1960. No.
Well, it's good to see you, Rocker.
What's happening, guys?
You are, man.
Oh, man. We are getting ready for a great weekend of Max Inc. Radio. Of course, Max Inc. Radio broadcasts live 6 to 9 p.m. Saturday nights on WMDX 92.7 FM here in Madison. And you can stream on the Civic Media website at civicmedia.us/Max Inc. Radio. Or, of course, try the Civic Media app. Go ahead and download that. Mm-hmm. Remember, you can subscribe to Max Inc. Radio's podcast on Spotify and Apple Music. This Saturday night, which is going to be a great show, we're going to bring on Chad Vader.
And, Chad Vader.
I love Chad Vader.
Chad Vader, you might remember, 20 years ago, was one of the first kind of YouTube viral sensations. And it started right here in Madison with Aaron Yonda, a local kind of comedian theater guy. And he started Chad Vader, right? That's Darth Vader's brother. And he started out as a day manager.
A day manager at a grocery store.
Straight day manager at the grocery store. And, you know, he got demoted and ended up as the night manager and later in the plot. And it's pretty cool because it's their 20-year anniversary. So we're going to be talking about, you know, what's going on with the 20-year anniversary and what they're doing to bring it back. And Chad Vader. And hopefully he says that they have some, you know, a sequel.
I don't know how they got the voice so real.
It is.
Sounding so much like Darth Vader.
Isn't it great?
It really is great.
It's really great. And if you shop at the Willie Street Co-op on Willie Street, you're going to recognize the store because that's where it was filmed, right?
Ah, okay. So, right. That's good. Excellent.
So good stuff. It's a lot of fun. So we'll have creator Aaron Yonda on this weekend. We'll be talking to him. And Shortwave Records Showcase will have label owner Eric Hartz. He'll be on to talk about what's going on. They have a show coming up at the Crystal Corner. And then live from the Mad City this Saturday night, January 31st, right here in this studio, we have Madison singer-songwriter Becca Murray with the Wildflowers, her band. It's a five-piece band with a full drum set, sax, Rhodes electric piano, two guitars. We're going to be jamming in here this Saturday night.
Did you say it like a Fender Rhodes piano?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Those are really cool.
Yeah, you know, it takes up two channels because it's stereo. We're going to have things, you know, well, put on those headphones because it's going to be going
a little deep in the weeds here.
Well, not only that, I mean, you don't see a lot of those anymore because they're a lot heavier than today's keyboards.
Yeah.
And
I hope it's on wheels.
You better hope. Yeah, because that's heavy, man. Might have to use the elevator.
I think. Yeah.
Okay. Becca Murray, she's really, really good. February 1st, she's going to be at the Cardinal Bar here in Madison with Dolt and one of my favorites, Bear in the Forest. That's February 1st. Then February 5th at the Harmony Bar and Grill right here. That's a solo set. And you can find more at BeccaMurrayMusic.com. Mm-hmm. Okay. And right now, let's check out, this is a great song from her brand new album called Skate By. This is the title track.
Don't want to come in second place in the rap race. I'm always stuck between a rock and a hard place. Nothing less than pure perfection. Will I ever find my peace of mind? I know that no one ever told me it was easy, but they never seem to see the world as I see. Everyone who came before had come and gone before I closed my eyes.
Sounds great. What a wonderful voice. Yeah.
That is going to be fun. I'm really looking forward to this show.
Becca Murray.
Becca Murray and the Wildflowers. They'll be here right here live from the Man City in this very studio at WMDX 92.7 FM on Max Inc. Radio. So make sure to tune in and listen to the podcast if you don't catch it.
Okay.
We can move on. You know, sometimes we have like a dadager or a momager call us up, right? And they're like, you know, I have a child and they're doing music and we were wondering if there might be some good opportunities.
Right.
And so I love that, right? Yeah. I love getting kids involved. And mm-hmm. right here, 12-year-old singer-songwriter from Madison, her name is Cece. And Cece plays acoustic ukulele and guitar and electric acoustic. She mm-hmm. is just really good. Okay. February 28th, she's going to be on Max Inc. Radio, where she's going to interview and play a song live. And you can find her on Instagram and TikTok at Cece Erling. That's C-E-C-E and then E-R-L-I-N-G. Really up-and-coming artist. Good friend of Paige, who we've had on our show, and she's just turned 13. So these kids are ripping it up. Let's listen to her brand new song. This is 12-year-old Cece right here in Madison. This song is called Dreamer.
I can't see it, but I'll put my heart beat to it and I'll strum right through it. 'Cause I'm a dreamer. It's harder than it seems. Should a dream just stay a dream?
She's just 12 years old.
Yeah.
That is really a
That's
good song.
That's amazing.
Wow.
I think,
she's
you know,
really
it's
special.
It's really amazing how many female singer-songwriters are out there just writing incredible songs.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just really, you got to wonder, you know, Taylor Swift really, you know, inspired an entire generation.
Opened the door for a lot.
And mm-hmm. you know.
To follow, yeah.
Yeah, and provided that inspiration for young women to do it. And Cece's one of them. And we're going to be really excited to talk to her on Max Inc. Radio. That's going to be coming up in just 2 weeks.
Okay.
Next Saturday.
All right.
And, you know, people send in stuff. You know, I noticed, I think you guys may have shared around, Bruce Springsteen wrote a song on Minnesota.
Yeah, we've been
And I've been noticing,
it.
You know, lately this is starting to inspire musicians to start writing songs.
Well,
and people are kind of maybe getting, you know, woke up to some of the political things instead of just singing about their boyfriends or girlfriends.
Well, we got Jesse Wells. We had that 10-year-old child that we just heard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Incredible stuff.
Jeff Burkhart, he just sent me in a song. He's a Madison singer-songwriter, and he's a nonprofit guru. And the 12th of February, Songwriters in the Round is going to be at the Harmony Bar with Dana Perry and James Travis, so you can check him there. Jeff Burkhart, also a solo show at the Weary Traveler here in Madison on March 12th. But right now, he just sent in this brand-new song, recorded it, got it out. This is just a little clip of it right now. This is Jeff Burkhart and Bad State.
In a bad state, overcomes the fear of a nation. With a penchant for destruction of lives, for the good of their tribe. We gotta rise for what's right and what's at stake to overcome this bad state. We gotta come together, stand up against hate to overcome this bad state. To overcome this bad state, we gotta overcome.
All right.
Sounds
nice.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And definitely, you know, if you are out there writing a song, send it to us, yes. MP3, music at civicmedia.us. Email to music at civicmedia.us. We love to hear new music.
Yeah.
There's a new band out there, the Maya Robinson Ensemble. They're doing a Valentine's show. It's almost Valentine's, so I thought I'd bring this up. Love Songs for Everyone. It's a Valentine's show. They're a 14-piece ensemble of brass, strings, keys, percussion, and vocals. They're a fun, inclusive, and eclectic show featuring some special arrangements of classic and unconventional Valentine's Day tunes. Wednesday, February 11th, it's going to be at Lucille Pizza Restaurant here in Madison on the Square. And you can catch Maya Robinson in person on Max Inc. Radio next Saturday, February 7th, talking about the event. We'll hear from her at what's going on. Do we still have time for
Got
one more?
Got plenty of time for one or maybe two more.
All right, well, I'll even sing a song if we need to fill.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I'm just kidding.
Keep going.
John Peterson Karaoke. Here we go. A Shortwave Records Showcase. It's coming Saturday, February 7th. Crystal Corner Bar right here on Willie Street in Madison. It's the flavor that kills. Nestor, the German art students, Body Futures, and a guy named Erwick Skincrest. Are you picking out a tune?
No, you just read my mind. Never mind. Keep going.
We have a secret signal here in the studio.
It involves nuts.
It's all good. Just keep going.
Madison Shortwave Records will host the first annual Shortwave Record Showcase on February 7th at the Crystal Corner here in the Mad City. The event celebrates the independent record label's growing catalog, highlighting current roster and deep roots in Wisconsin Madison scene. Founded by Eric Hartz, the Hum Machine, Flavor That Kills, he's a drummer. Shortwave Records has recently expanded its focus on Wisconsin-based artists. So it's really great. We have a local record label here in Madison doing that. The new German art students will be playing at this show, and they've been sporadically filling bars with fans of their high-energy punk rock since 1997.
Wow.
And you can find their latest album, Diamonds and Queens, on Bandcamp. They even have yellow vinyl for you people who are into
Very
the
cool.
vinyl.
That's
right?
Yeah.
Let's check
collectible.
Out
yeah.
the title track of the German art students. This is Diamonds and Queens.
A dream that I became Steve McQueen in a green Ford Fastback Lightning machine. Pounding down the streets of San Francisco, chased by some bad guys in a Charger. Spinning my wheels in reverse, blowing up some smoke. I like to dream that I can hide in a summer.
There's some pop music right there. We got to take a break. But,
yeah.
The
we'll German art before. Students.
I do like that.
Yeah.
None of them are German. None of them are art students.
No.
They're good singers.
But retro.
Coming right back with more of Rocker.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
We're back with Rocker on John and Gordy.
There you go.
Oh, my neck's getting sore, guys.
Hey, hang on a second now. We have a text here, a question. Earlier we were talking about Darth Vader and
Chad Vader.
Yeah.
His brother.
Yeah, but Tom Early from Madison says, hey, Rocker, tell everyone about your time gallivanting around town as Darth Vader during the many protests around the Capitol. Don't deny it, brother. I was the photographer. That's you know Tom?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. Lucky MF, man. You know
you are a serious star. No, really, you're so seriously into Star Wars, it's unbelievable.
You have the costume, man.
That's right.
It rocks.
Well, it's not a costume, but yes.
Oh, well, what do you call it?
It's the uniform.
Sith Lord.
What's your formal wear?
When you're a Sith Lord and you're performing Sith Lord duties.
No costume.
Like protesting at Act 11, right? Or Act 10.
Act 10
it was. We need an Act 11.
We do.
You know who was one of the people protesting me when I was Darth Rocker?
No.
That were with me was Chris Casper.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's
a Wookiee. He's got a Wookiee outfit. And,
well, he's in the control room right now.
That's right. He's probably hearing this and be like, oh, yeah.
He should come in here and talk
about
it.
He's tall. He's a big guy.
I actually cut his hand off once with my lightsaber. It's grown back since, so we're
happy.
He's
okay now. All right. Good. Yeah. Okay. All right. On with the production here. What do we have coming up on Max Inc. here?
Kyle Megna and the Monsoons. We played one of his brand new songs, I think, last week. And I thought, you know what? This stuff is so good. We're going to bring in another one. Kyle Megna and the Monsoons from Appleton, Oshkosh area. They're going to be playing at Pet Skull Brewing up in Manitowoc on February 21st, the 13th of February at Vines and Rush's Winery down in Ripon. And February 20th, Gibson Community Music Hall. That's in Appleton. That's going to be with the full band. And, check them out all around the state. They're playing, booking gigs all the time here for the summer. More info at KyleMegnaMusic.com.
Okay.
Their brand new album is called Synesthesia, and here's another great song from it. This is called Kickback.
All right.
Yeah,
there's a good part on there, man.
That's my pick of the night here. You know, wow, that's really excellent.
I mean, his older stuff you might find would be a little more Americana-ish.
Okay.
You know, and this album seems to really come out of the gate hitting hard. Yeah. Every tune that I've heard is really good so far. So
that's really good.
We'll try and bring back more Kyle Megna and the Monsoons.
Okay. We got some time here.
Let's talk about Mark Croft. We talked about him before Sunday, February 1st. The Stuffed Olive in Madison, that's just off State Street, right down the street from our studios, a live music brunch series that they have going on. And now Mark Croft, he's won the 2024 Madison Area Music Association Award for Singer, Songwriter, Performer of the Year in 2024. And he's going to be playing this show. So that's going to be at the Stuffed Olive. If you haven't heard of it yet, it's a 100-plus martini bar. They have a tapas menu and a sophisticated atmosphere. It's pretty cool. You got to check it out. You can go to stuffedolivemadison.com to find out more and see the schedule of performers that they have going on for their live brunch series. That starts at noon, so you got to get there early. You're hungover. It might not work.
Too bad.
Mark Croft, let's listen to one of his older songs. This is called The Shakin' and the Boom Boom.
This old house is coming down. Light it up, burn it to the ground. There's no love within those walls. It's just a domicile and a port of call. It's not a place that you call home. Instead of coming on the telephone, broken hearts and broken too. We're gonna bring it down in the shaking and the boom boom. We've been long waiting. We've been long waiting. We've been long waiting. We'll bring it down in the shaking and the boom boom. Now my daddy died years ago.
when the whiskey river overflowed. Dysfunction atrophy, good Lord, hot damn. Should have seen you food at priest.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Sunday, February 1st at the Stuffed Olive in Madison.
Mm-hmm. What's he talking about, man, when he says the boom boom? What is the shaking and the boom boom?
You know, we could tell you, but if it goes over your head, that's your fault.
Yeah,
that's
looks
your
like problem. Everything has already gone over my head on that one. I give up.
All right. Any last minute notes here? We got a minute left.
Unplug from politics with Max Inc. Radio every Saturday night, 6 to 9 p.m. Of course, 8 to 9 p.m., we have a live performer right here in the studio called Live from the Mad City. This Saturday, Becca Murray. Next Saturday, Whitney Mann. Coming up on Valentine's Day, The Butcher's Son. Then Candy Cigarette, Madtown, Manish Boys, Barbie Lane, God's Outlaw. We got them all.
It's all
right
coming
here,
up.
Live.
You work too hard, man.
Yeah. Always a pleasure, Rocker. Good to see you. Rock on. Right,
thanks, man. Guys. Appreciate it.
Tomorrow on the show, Tim Slecker, Educated Educators, talking about education and a whole lot more. Thanks to Parker Olson for producing today. That'll do it for John and Gordy. Pete Schwabe is next.
Yeah.
Nightlights.
Unbelievable stuff.
Yeah. Have a good one. So long.
Let the sun shine. It's the John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.